everyone. Today's episode is part of the mini-series RCG Founders, Education, Leadership, and Legacy. We are here with our co-host, Kim Ennis, the General Manager of Results Coaching Global. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Solution Tree Studio.
Hi, Prisma, and hi, everyone. Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me today on your podcast.
Of course, we are always glad to have you here, and it's exciting to yet again talk to another of our co-founders from RCG. So we are excited to talk with another Results Coaching Global founder. Today is Vicky Deering. Ms. Deering will share with us the impact of professional development through her journey towards education leadership, as well as her experience with Results Coaching Global.
We'd like to share some information about her before we get started with the interview. Vicky Deering has spent her entire career and the majority of her life in education. She has been a teacher, administrator, and a principal, leading a school to a national blue ribbon school of excellence. She began working with coaching when she served as a principal and then stepped into a broader world of leadership coaching when she joined her Results Coaching Global colleagues. Vicky has been a co-author for both of the RCG books. She holds a master's level of credentials with the International Coaching Federation and is a lead instructor with RCG.
Well, we're excited to hear about that and so much more that she has in store for us. With us today, Results Coaching Global founder, Vicky Deering. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode.
Oh, it is just my pleasure to be here with both of you. I'm excited to be in this conversation with you.
Great. We'd love to learn more about you and just talking about your educational journey. So if you don't mind, just to start things off, how did you just start in education? How did your journey begin with teaching and onto administration?
Okay, thank you, Kim. You know, I'm going to just put a little bit of a precursor in there. I'm not used to talking about myself. I'm used to giving people the space to talk about themselves. So don't let me go too far in this. I believe, honestly, that my journey in education has been divinely inspired and really guided, because if you look back and you see me as a college student, I'm dating my future husband. I joined a social sorority, and so studying was not at the top of my list at that time. I remember sitting in a methods course towards the end of my undergraduate work and listening to some of the people in the room talking about that there were no jobs for teachers at that time. So think about today, we need teachers. In 1967, at that time, by the way, I had black hair. In 1967, there were no jobs for teachers. And I'm sitting in that class thinking, oh goodness, I'm not at the top of the list. And I wonder how that's going to be for me. And yet, when it was time for my student teaching, and this is what I'm talking about in being divine inspired, I went to a fabulous school. I had a fabulous teacher that worked with me, and I fell in love with teaching. I would think about, how can I make this be exciting for the kids so that they're going to want to learn? Because I knew what it was like if it wasn't easy for me to learn. And it just so happened that the principal of that school became the lead of personnel for the district. I don't know if it had anything to do with it or not, but I got a job before I finished my student teaching. So, you know, again, I felt pretty divinely inspired and guided and started teaching first grade at another school. I love the principal there. I love the teachers there. And by the way, I love the students. And I taught first grade there, second grade there, third grade there, before I left to have our child, who's now a grown man, our son. Through all of it, I loved it. And I missed it when I was at home with the baby boy. I stayed home for a year. At that time, teachers could be gone on maternity leave for 2 years, be guaranteed a job when they came back. Those times have changed. And so I really thought I was going to go back to the same school, but I didn't. I went to another school in a lovely area and taught there and had lots of experiences. And I was asked at that time to move into teaching gifted and talented. First time I turned him down. Second time I said, okay, I turned him down because I already had my room set up for the year and for the beginning of school and you can't just tear all that down. So I began teaching gifted and talented. I knew nothing about it. Now, remember, divine inspiration. At the end of that year, my husband and I moved our family with our little boy to the Dallas area. And there was a teacher at the school where I was. This was in Amarillo, whose husband was moving into the superintendent's role in a district in the Dallas area. Duncanville is the name. Well, I didn't know the man. And she had said, you need to talk to my husband. Maybe that would be a place that you would want to work. So my husband and I were in a house of looking, we were trying to find a house to maybe live there. And in walks this man. I think he's the builder. So I'm just talking to him. He's the superintendent. He hires me there. Wow. And I remember saying, are you sure? Are you sure? When I got in the car, my husband said, you don't say, are you sure, when someone offers you a job? So I got a job right away. And I taught fifth grade in a school. If you fast forward a few years, I became the principal at that school. But at that time, it was open concept. Ooh, I didn't know about open concept, still don't, and was there for a couple of years. And then I was asked to lead the gifted and talented program for that district. And so the message I want to make to people that are listening is I really do believe that it was divine inspiration that got me into teaching. I love it. I still love it. I never wanted to leave the classroom. I asked for them when they asked me to leave to go into administration at the very first level. It was like, are you sure? Can I go back? Because I loved it. Well, that opened the door for me to get training in gifted ed if I was going to lead it. That opened the door for me to get my master's, which I had never intended to. And by the way, I've got like a 4 point, maybe I have 1 B in my graduate work, because trust me, I was not at the top of my list in the undergraduate work. And as soon as I got my mid-management, I was asked to take on a school where the principal was not going to be there anymore. And that was the school where I had taught before. So there's a theme of being asked, not knowing what I was doing. And I'm going to stop talking here in a minute, but I do want to share this. When I became a principal, I had no idea how to lead others. And I can remember sitting in my office with the door closed thinking, I don't know what I'm doing. What should I do? How should I be? If I had had a coach at that time, it would have sure made life easier for me. We went to a football game at the beginning of the school year. I can still see myself sitting in the stands, looking at other principals walking around, smiling, laughing. And I'm thinking, how can they smile? How can they laugh? I'm overwhelmed. This is too much. I don't know what to do. So that's part of the theme of, really coaching other school leaders. So I'll stop talking now.
I love that story. And thank you so much, Vicki, for sharing that. I think it's so relatable. So many of us start off early in our careers and not quite sure where we're going or where we'll end up, but that there's a divine intervention that helps to push us through and get us to where we're going. So you talked a bit about your beginning in education and on to being a principal. How did it shift? What initiated your interest to coaching educators?
When my husband and I moved again to another district, Carrollton Farmers Branch, there was a woman in that district I'd met before because we both led gifted and talented programs. Her name's Kathy Key. You might know her. She's one of the founders. She was leading professional development that time, and I was still over in central office and then moved over into principalship. And she really introduced me to coaching, first through cognitive coaching. And as a principal, I joined a group that asked to have permission, a pilot group. TEA, the Texas Education Agency, gave us permission for teachers that wanted to step into the coaching world to coach each other And principals would be a part of those conversations for the way that they were evaluated. So really, Kathy opened the door, introduced me to cognitive coaching. And when she left the district, then I became one of the trainers in our district at that time in cognitive coaching. So our friendship started way back working together. And I think that's how I got interested. Now, there's more to the story, and I'll stop and let you kind of reflect on what I've just said, and then I've got more to that story.
Well, one of the things that's exciting that you just said, that you were actually still in the field. You were a principal still you came into the view of before Results Culture Global was actually created. So that's exciting to hear. All of you have that depth of education experience from being teachers, from being administrators. So you already know, you truly know what it is like to be in those positions, the hardships, all of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even though, you know, there's been a lot of space in between, and I don't desire to step back into that role, I desire to support people that are in that role. There's still so many similarities, because it's about your communication with your staff and with the parents and with the students, and how you motivate and inspire, and how you lead people toward high results. So that's still a part of what's going on in schools today.
All right. So let's look back at the beginning of Results Coaching Global. So Ms. Karen gave us the insight of what inspired the idea to create this company. What brought you into Results Coaching Global?
I knew the other three founders. We had met and maybe been in meetings together. You know, I've already told you I worked with Kathy. Karen was, you know, a rock star at professional development, so I've learned from her. Frances is such a quality leader as well in professional development, so I learned from her. So I had, after I retired from public ed, 52 years old, I went to work for a national education company and worked for them for about between 10 and 11 years, and was a senior vice president of training and implementation. So I traveled around the United States, really, to some of the largest school districts, maybe with the sales team, maybe with bringing trainers in to train in these districts. And so these three ladies knew what I was doing. And when the company went public, it was time for me to, you know, sit back and relax, so to speak. Ha ha. And so I was invited by the other three founders to join them. And, you know, I always joke with really, it would be with any of them. It would be hard for me to say no to them because I love them so much. And so I stepped in, and we jokingly say when I got my first check, it was like not very much in comparison with what I had been accustomed to. And yet I loved it and stayed. And We've made a success from the company, with the company.
Because you've become pillars of, you set a such a great foundation with this company. So the reward is a different sense of reward, not so much the monetary. And that's all educators. The educators are not in it for the money. It's for the evolution of how they're able to help others.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of research on that as well. You know, you want to make enough that you can pay your bills, but it's not about that. It's the joy that comes when you begin to see other people, students, adults, really see things and learn things from a different perspective. Yeah.
So what was your perspective when things were moving forward, such as coming up with the title of the company and your mission? So the initial groundbreaking movements.
I think Karen told you that when they started, when I joined them, it was a nonprofit and the name was Coaching School Results, I believe, if I can remember it correctly. So when we decided that, you know, we never had to go out for a grant or anything, people knew us and ask us to come in and work in their districts. And so a progression happened to where we decided it was time to be a for-profit. There's not anything wrong with making a living, so to speak. Okay. So that is when we looked at, we wanted to keep results. We wanted to keep coaching. So how about Results Coaching Global? That's what we came up with. Yeah. Perfect.
And I love that story too, just to hear about just the name, the branding, the very early beginnings of Results Coaching Global. And I know you mentioned Kathy, and we're excited to have her here on this podcast as well eventually. So just thinking back to our first episode with Ms. Karen, she mentioned that each of the RCG founders brings their own expertise to the company. And I know that you certainly do. Can you talk just a little bit more about your contributions and your expertise and kind of your own niche here in Results Coaching Global?
Let's see. You know, it's easier when someone else says, well, here's what, but yes, I will share a few things. I think my experience in education, I think my success as both a teacher and as a principal of the four founders, I am the one that has been a principal and I've led some schools to high levels of accomplishments. I think also my work with that national education company, and my experience in working alongside the sales people somewhat in marketing, you know, because I'd watched and learned some things about that. And so I think that's one of the reasons that they asked me to join them. And I think they'd say they kind of like me too, you know.
Absolutely.
We have all worked together. We are so very close, and it's been just great to have this time to work with them as well.
Sure. Yeah. And I think you're right there. Just looking at your history and your experience, and you mentioned traveling around and visiting districts, that must have given such great experience to you to just be able to see big districts, small districts all around the country, and their specific needs and what's going on with them. So I'm sure, you know, having that great perspective of not just the Texas area, but really the whole country and what K through 12 education is, can bring that to your work pretty easily.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great experience. I made some wonderful friends there that I'm still closely associated with. And it was a quality time, which I'm very appreciative to have. And this has been the best of the best. This work is fabulous. That's why we're still doing it. It's just wonderful to work with school leaders and to be of support to them and to understand ways to be with them is just like the cream de la cream.
Absolutely. And I've been able to see you in action, Vicki. And, you know, I heard you say that, there isn't a greater opportunity. There isn't a better job. And, you know, we know K through 12 educators make an impact on people's lives, on children's lives in a really big and powerful way. And just having that influence. And then Results Coaching Global gets to have an impact on the teachers that are making a difference in children's lives. And I just love the work that we do, and how passionate you all are about that work. Since you mentioned that to me, just, you know, there's no greater job. Can you just elaborate on that just a little bit more? You know, just tell us your thoughts and feelings on the work that you get to do here day in, day out.
Yeah. I mean, there's like two different dynamics. The being with a group of leaders and serving as an instructor for them, as you were with us, Kim, when Francis and I were doing a training not too long ago. It fills my spirit. It's always been something that I've loved, in that communication and that teaching, be it a first grade student or an adult. And so to make it be clear and fun and be able to model what you're teaching, which is what we do as well, is wonderful. The other part of it, and the fire within me to move to a master level of coaching, is just a goal within myself, because in sitting with, so imagine yourself, Kim, and let's just say for a minute that you and I are in a conversation, probably virtual like this, and you have the opportunity to open up and really share what's going on for you, be it your, you know, sometimes people will bring and say, I'm feeling really fearful about this, or I feel anxious about it. And we work through what do you do with the anxiousness to move toward what it is you really want to accomplish in this conversation. And so it's just been a joy to sit with people in a private space and to serve as their thinking partner, never telling them what to do, not advising them, but really supporting them and letting that thinking come forward. It's kind of in there in a way, roaming around. But when you're with a coach that will serve you as your partner, clarity will come forward for you. New insights will come forward, and learning about yourself. So I have clients that I have worked with for more than 10 years, and then some that are new, and I love the diversity of being a coach and serving other leaders.
That's so wonderful, that the perspective. I love that term. I don't know if it's a term where you have that within your company, thinking partners. Is that what you said? I love that term, because it not just doesn't only provide the educational component of like an educator and somebody who's a professional, but you also mentioned it being a holistic approach to their individual selves as a person as well, which is not so common in a lot of professional development strategies.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. We'd like to take credit for coming up with the term thinking partner, yet it's a part of the International Coaching Federation definition of what coaching is. And so we take that on and claim it and share it with the people. Because when we're doing training, as I mentioned just a minute ago, when Kim was with us, and this is happening all over, our intent is to work with leaders. At first, it was really focused on principals, because they work with teachers who in turn work with students. So that's at the heart of what we're doing here. And then for assistant superintendents or superintendents to come in, welcome, because you have an impact on these principals as well. So, it's just this whole idea of being of support to others. And honestly, you're going to hear I know you're going to hear Kathy Key say this, because she's going to talk about the brain research, I'm sure, about if you really want to improve performance, the intent is to improve thinking. And so to be a thinking partner with someone where they're able to get clarity on their thinking really is what leads a school or a district to higher levels of performance.
Wow. And that's powerful. Just speaking with you, with Ms. Karen so far, it's just been so powerful to hear all of your perspectives, but also to analyze what education really is and how it actually, we even as a non-educator or non-teacher, everybody who has ever gone through school or any sort of instruction, we are still learning no matter what, or what are we doing? So the basis of what you're doing, the coaching, the training, you are essentially providing such a more depth support than people actually kind of figure out that it is. I'm so excited to just hear more about the legacy of work that you are leaving for the Results Coaching Global Company. How do you hope RCG to evolve into?
Our vision is for every principal to have a coach, to receive this training, to realize really the value, to have their own coach, and to be a coach leader for others.
I love that. And I've seen, you know, the power of coaches working with their their coaches and just seeing that aha moment or seeing that big breakthrough where, you know, you're not advising, but you're just helping them to go through their thoughts and to have that moment of clarity where they're like, wow, I do know the answer and I can solve this. And this thing that felt so big and overwhelming can now be broken down into pieces. And it's just so cool to see it in action.
Yeah. Because remember part of my story when I first became a principal, I sat in my office. I thought, I don't know what to do. I can't tell my supervisor I don't know what to do, or they'll think they've hired the wrong person. What if I'd had a coach back then? What if I'd had someone to say, well, let's just think a minute, because I think you do know what to do. What would be an ideal way to think through this? I mean, that's kind of what happens within a conversation.
So what is the strategy that is most sought out from you specifically, that people who have interacted with you or that principals have gone back to, hey, Miss Vicky, can you please talk me through this again? Because it was like their favorite strategy that you proposed for them to use.
Well, that's a very interesting question. And again, you might need to ask them that. One thing I've learned, Prisma, is that be with someone and give them space. Spaciousness is such a critical thing without speaking. Really listen to them and listen not only for what they are clearly saying, but what's kind of hidden under maybe the words and the emotions, because that in and of itself, when we are able to reflect that back in a succinct manner, supports them in moving forward. So the if I'm understanding your question, the people that hire me to be their coach, no, I'm not going to tell them what to do. No, I can listen in a way that can bring forth things that they'd said that maybe they didn't even realize they'd said. So you probably need to ask them for sure, but I think that's part of it, that trusting, safe space to really open up and be honest.
Yeah, I think that's so great to hear, Vicky, and thanks for sharing all of that with us. You know, in today's busy world, and you know, especially for educators right now and all that's going on in education, just allowing that time and that space, as you mentioned, and then just having someone that you can trust and really help work through, it's amazing what can be accomplished by just blocking out everything else that's going on and all the craziness that's going on in the world, and just have that time to really focus on yourself and the issue at hand. And just the time and space is a really big one that I think that we take for granted in today's day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And would it be okay if I brag on our company right now? Would
Please
that be
do.
Okay? All right. So, you know, a lot of people will use the term, I'm a coach. And many times there's not clarity on what that means. They care about someone. They want to be of support to them. And yet they may end up telling them what to do. One of the things that people learn when they go through our training, so that's what we desire, is come go through this training. And then if you want to hire us to be your coach, that's great. But we want to support you in being a coach leader for others. So what makes us different is that they not only learn about what coaching is, what it is not, we will model that for them, and then they will practice and they will get some feedback on what they're doing, so that when they leave, what they say to us is, I'm forever changed in my personal life, in the way I listen and communicate, and then in the way that I'm going to lead my people, my staff.
I think, you know, at coming into Results Coaching Global myself, and just, you know, the more I learn, the more I understand, and just seeing that how powerful it is to have a coach. And I think that it's something that could feel like a luxury and also how necessary it is. And I think it would be ideal, as you mentioned, for every principal, every educator, professionals of all sorts to have a coach, to have them, to help them in those moments when you're in the middle of your career, starting a career and feeling like, I don't know what to do next, or I don't know the next step, or I just need a little bit of push, a little bit of help in that area. It feels like maybe a luxury, but it's a necessity to for so many of us to have a coach just to help through the day to day.
Absolutely. I have a funny story. I have a client that I've worked with for years, and then there was a space where we weren't working together. His wife called me, and she's a counselor, by the way. She said, "Could I pay you to coach my husband?" I said, "She said, I can't coach him. Would you do it?" And I said, "Well, of course I will. I'm sure his district will support that payment as well." But I love that story, and we still work together. And she doesn't have to pay me, and she never did.
I think that speaks a lot right there to say that his wife had to call you to reach out to you because she could see it in him. And I think that's, really at the heart of it is seeing the impact on others because of the coaching that one gets in their career, how it helps move them forward in their classroom, at home, in so many different areas. And it's just powerful work that you do.
Thank you. I was thinking about this last night. I don't know if you ever saw the show Dirty Dancing, where they have that song, "I Had the Time of My Life."
Of course.
I feel like that is the theme song for me as it relates to my work in coaching and really working with these ladies too. Oh, I adore them all and all of the people that are working with us. And that includes you too now as well.
I love that. Having the time of your life. All right. So in closing here, Miss Vicky, if you don't mind, I think it's on all of our minds. If you could just leave us with a few words of wisdom, just something that can help us all along. Can you share that with us?
Last week, I was working with a client and he shared this with me. And I think it is so appropriate for what we've been talking about today. And it goes like this. Let me just make sure I say it right. The meaning of life is to find your gift. And the purpose of life is to give it away. And that's from Picasso, by the way. And I think it fits so much into educators and their desire to be clear and strong in their work and to serve others, to give their gift away to others and to elevate learning for everyone, students, teachers, parents, administrators. I think that has been the passion that has led me forward and that divine guidance all along the way.
That's such an inspiring quote too, to find your passion, to find your purpose. As you think about teachers in the classroom every day, you have to have that inspiration day in and day out to carry you through, and then to share that gift is such a great reminder. Thanks for sharing that.
Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us. It's been such an honor to meet you, Ms. Vicky Deering, and to learn more about your education leadership journey as well. It's so inspiring to hear from all of our RCG founders and the dedication you have to uplift and support our educators in the field. Thank you also so much to our RCG general manager and our co-host of this episode, Kim Ennis, for navigating this interview with me as we continue to learn more about Results Coaching Global and also to hear from our next RCG founder.
Thank you so much, Vicky. Thanks for your time today.
It's been my honor to be with both of you. Thank you for inviting me.
To learn more about Results Coaching Global and all that we have to offer, including seminars, webinars, coaching services. We offer our events virtually and in person. You can visit our website at resultscoachingglobal.com. And also, you can feel free to reach out to me. My email address is kim.ennis, E-N-N-I-S, at resultscoachingglobal.com.
Wonderful. We also do want to remind people to go ahead and check Ms. Karen Anderson's interview as well, as it aligns to what we've talked about today with Ms. Vicky. Now, for our sponsor message at Solution Tree, we share your vision to transform education to ensure learning for all. We can help you, and we can help you make this vision a reality. No other professional learning company provides our unique blend of research-based, results-driven services that improve learning outcomes for students. We appreciate you tuning in. Make sure to navigate to our solutiontree.com/podcast page to listen to our other episodes. There you can also subscribe to our podcast today. Just click on the subscribe button and you will see all the options to listen to this podcast.
Also, remember to like our episodes and subscribe to the Solution Tree YouTube channel. Go to today's episode description and click on our YouTube link, and also feel free to share it with your friends.
Yes, thank you. This has been your Solution Tree host, Prisma Lopez-Marine.
Results Coaching Global host, Kim Ennis.
Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast, Charting New Paths in Pre-K-12 Education.